Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message, The Power of Prevailing Prayer. And we were looking at a very significant event and time in the life of Jacob in Genesis, the 32nd chapter, who eventually became known as Israel. That was the new name that God, the angel of the Lord, had given to him. And we, the last several days, we've been looking at what occurred, but now it's very important that we understand why. In fact, I want to pray, Father, right now in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you will take the dynamics, the truths, the spiritual principles of what occurred in this wrestling match, and Lord, apply them to our own lives. Let us understand, let us give a revelation of what you were doing in Jacob's life, and Lord, do the same in ours. We pray for transformation of our lives, that we, just as Jacob, can experience what it means to be a prince with God, to have power with man and power with God. We give you the honor and the praise and the glory for it, for your purposes, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so why? What's the significance of this wrestling match? Well, obviously, Jacob became aware that this was not an ordinary man. He was aware this was a divine personage, and he, as a result, besought him for favor. In other words, he said, "You have the ability. I'm really need help right now. I'm here alone, and my life and my family, all that I have, all God's given me these last 20 years is at stake." Have you ever been in a situation like that where you felt you were ready to lose everything? Well, that was the serious place he was in. And obviously, think about this. The fact that they were wrestling obviously meant that the angel of the Lord was not going to immediately grant his request. Oh, that's interesting. How many times have we maybe prayed to the Lord asking for something? Do you wonder why now Jesus said to persevere in prayer? And so, as a result, we don't know what transpired exactly in terms of conversation, but Jacob had to physically restrain him. He had to lay hold of the angel of the Lord to prevent him from getting away. And as a result, I've shared in the past, reading excerpts from Genesis 32, that he had power with man. That's what that name means. He said, "You now have power with man and power with God." In fact, let me just read it. He says in verse 28, chapter 32, the Lord says, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." In other words, you've been successful. And so, obviously, what does it mean, power with man? Well, it's certainly temporal and tangible blessings of this realm. And also, it relates to the high privilege we have, the supreme gifting of God, if you will, to come to Him in prayer, to be an intercessor. And that ministry is the very ministry that Jesus is now fulfilling. Doesn't Scripture tell us that? He's seated at the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession for the saints. And this is the purpose of an intercessor, to bring and to desire to bring, and to intercede to bring forth God's will and purposes in the lives of others. This is the realm of spiritual warfare. We're doing that in behalf of ourselves and behalf of our loved ones. It relates to this literal physical realm that we deal in, the spiritual realm, in terms of warfare affecting the physical realm. And now, what we have to see is that because he had power with man, what happened? Well, let me just remind you of what had occurred. Do you remember? I'm going to read out of Genesis, the 27th chapter. Because Isaac, once he realized what he'd been deceived, he trembled exceedingly when he realized it was Esau. And Esau, when he heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. And in verse 30, he said, "Bless me, Father." And in verse 35, Isaac said, "Thy brother hath came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing." Verse 41, "And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, that's his mom, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, said unto him, "Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran." So he does that. 20 years later, he's, you know, this is a brother he hasn't seen who was bent on killing him. And so he has this wrestling match with the angel of the Lord. And we see Esau's amazing and miraculous change of heart. Beloved, I want you to relate this to your own life. I don't care how bad the situation is. I don't care if loved ones hate you. I don't care if children are not speaking with you. Whatever the situation is, God is able to change the heart of the most intransigent and sinner. Look what happens. Here, chapter 33, Jacob lifted up his eyes, and behold, Esau came with, and with him 400 men. He divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel, the two handmaids. He put them first. He passed over before them. He bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. Listen what happened. And Esau, verse 4, ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. And basically, I'm going to paraphrase, he said, "Look, well, what is all this?" And Jacob responds, "The children which God hath graciously given thy servant." Then the handmaidens came, their children, they bowed themselves. And in verse 8, Esau says, "What meanest thou by all this drove which I met?" And he said, Jacob's responding, "These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord." And Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself." And Jacob said, "Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me." Wow, what an amazing turn of events. So, beloved, if you are willing to be as persevering as Jacob was, you will see God answer prayer, that you will have power with man, power over those situations in your life. But also, beloved, what else did he say? He had power with God. This is really important. You got to lay hold of this. Jacob, the natural man, by his name, was a supplanter, right? God wanted to bring forth his true nature, that which God wanted him to be. That's true for you, brother and sister. That's what God wants for you. Listen to this. Hear me well, beloved. Power with God means a realization on all levels of your true identity in God. Somehow, we may not fully understand it, but in the struggling, in the realm of intercession, he surpassed his literal personal concern of the immediate crisis he was in, his life, the lives of his family, and he began to lay hold, hallelujah, to the eternal purposes of an eternal God who desired a group of people who would be known by the name Israel. Beloved, we're hearing the heart of God. We're hearing the plan of the ages where Jew and Gentile would be related as one new man in Christ. So, beloved, Jacob was an example. He was a foreshadowing as an individual who would manifest by his tenacity, his perseverance, his comprehension. Oh, hear me, saints. His comprehension and understanding of the very heart of God. He became a true friend. Oh, beloved, if you've been blessed with a true friend, it's only with them that you can share the true, the real, the inner you. And that's true with God. And Jacob, in his striving, was demonstrating, he was revealing, he was convincing God, if you will, of his grasp, his own personal understanding of God's purposes. He was having a revelation of the heart and mind and will of God. Beloved, that's what God is calling his bride to. We are the bride of Christ who love Jesus so much that we understand his plan throughout the ages, ever since the garden, beloved, ever since the fall of man, ever since sin entered into this perfect world, into the Garden of Eden, that which he had created for man. He planned this through the centuries. And Jacob, even as Abraham, had an understanding. He became the friend of God. Abraham was literally called the friend of God. But Jacob also was, because he had power with God. He understood the plan and the purposes of God. Oh, beloved, my words may be inadequate, but I pray the power of the Holy Spirit will make this so real in your personal life. He wants you to identify with your husband, with your bridegroom, how much he wants you involved, just as a wife is involved in the purposes and plans of her husband in a beautiful natural earthly marriage. So we are spiritually to be wed to the very heart and motives and purposes of our beloved bridegroom, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, let's not give that which is holy unto the dogs. Beloved, only if we earnestly desire what he desires will we be able to handle real spiritual authority. Well, beloved, I need to bring this broadcast to a close. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with me. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.